come to that kind of a conclusion.
I'd like to go through, Vasu, a number of the arguments that you present in They Shall Not Hurt Nor Destroy. There's a whole number of areas that you look at religiously, ecologically, in terms of pain, in terms of having souls. I don't want to hit all of them. I want people to buy the book and take a look at it because I think there's a wealth of information there. I think virtually any question that someone's going to have about it, I think you've addressed in there with a very complete set of first sources. So let's talk about what are some of the more important reasons in the Western religious traditions that we should care about animals.
Throughout the biblical writings, not just in scripture, but in commentaries, the Talmud, rabbinical commentaries, the writings of the early church fathers, commentaries by Protestant reformers as well, up to the present day, there has been within the biblical tradition a concern for animals. In the biblical writings, it's said that humans and animals share a common creation and a shared destiny. This is stated in the Old Testament. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 19 says, men have no advantage over the animals. And in the biblical tradition, St. John Chrysostom says, holy people are most gentle in their treatment of the animals. Surely we should treat the animals with compassion, for they come from the same source as ourselves. He goes on to say that we, the Christian leaders, practice abstinence from the flesh of animals to subdue our bodies. That's more along the lines of asceticism than nonviolence. But he goes on to say the eating of animal flesh is polluting. It's of demonical origin. And that was expressly manifest in the early Christian tradition. There is some debate about that. When I gave a presentation on religion and animals at the Red Victorian on Haight Street in San Francisco, yes, the famed Haight Ashbury, a woman, Marina, who is a practicer of the Russian Orthodox faith, she said that the real debate in the early church, you know, when Paul is forced to address vegetarianism, wasn't the ethical treatment of animals, but rather whether or not the food was offered to idols, pagan idols. That was the real concern in the early church. There's some debate about that, because the early Romans, who wrote about the earliest Christians, they wrote about the Christians meeting and offering a prayer to Christ as though he were a god, then taking ordinary and innocent food, is how it's described. And we also find that the descriptions given by the Romans of the earliest Christians was that they were vegetarian, and that they were vegetarian because of the ethical treatment of animals. The first Christian hymn writer, Clemens Prudentius, in one of his first hymns, he exhorts his fellow Christians not to pollute their hands and their hearts by the slaughter of innocent animals, cows and sheep and so forth, and he points to the nourishing and pleasant foods that are available without shedding blood. It would be hard to prove that Christianity was vegetarian. We know Christianity was pacifist up until the time of Constantine. I mean, since then, only a few denominations have been consistently pacifist, the Quakers among them, of course. But we know that historically Christianity was pacifist. It's possible Christianity was also vegetarian. Keith Akers, in a vegetarian source book, in the 1986 edition, and also in Broken Thread, his as-of-yet-unpublished manuscript, he, as a secular scholar, he looks at the history of the early church, and he says, a list of vegetarians in the early church reads like a who's who in early Christianity. You find just not only the early church fathers, he's mentioned like Arius and his opponent Athanasius, you know, they were debating and everything. They were both vegetarians. And so he describes how vegetarianism was, you know, prevalent within the early church. It would be hard to prove, I agree, that Christianity, that it was official church doctrine, or that Christianity began as a vegetarian religion. These things would be hard to prove. And other scholars can, of course, do the research in this area. But certainly, it would be consistent. The whole messianic tradition, Christianity began as a messianic movement within Judaism, and Keith Akers comments, if the messianic prophecies describe, you know, the world described by the latter prophets, Isaiah, Hosea, Micah, and so forth, of swords into plowshares, the humans and animals coexisting peacefully.
And the lions lying down with the lamb.
Yes, like the Garden of Eden. And if Christians say Jesus is the Messiah, Keith Akers says some of the best evidence that Jesus was a vegetarian would be found within the Old Testament prophecies. And he says, if the Old Testament prophecies are to be taken seriously, it would be hard to imagine Jesus being anything but a vegetarian. Jesus' own brother, James, was a vegetarian. And Orthodox sources within Christianity, Hegesippus in 160 AD, and later Augustine, who repeats that statement by Hegesippus, they acknowledge, as Orthodox sources within Christianity, acknowledge that James was raised a vegetarian lifelong. And if James, the brother of Jesus, was a vegetarian, wouldn't it be logical to assume that Jesus himself was vegetarian? Rin Derry, who's a historian for the North American Vegetarian Society and who's written extensively entire books on vegetarianism, he said somewhere, and I agree with his statement in this regard, that the evidence, scriptural, theological, historical, etc., that Jesus was a vegetarian, is circumstantial at best, but nonetheless, it is compelling. Media shouldn't be so quick to dismiss it. You can't just kind of glibly take it for granted that the killing of animals is somehow justified. You know, is this the kind of practice God would ordain? Would a holy person kill animals? Would they eat meat? Is it ethical to do so? The biblical writings emphasize God's concern for animals, not just in the Psalms and in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, we see concern for animals as well. Jesus justifies his healing on the Sabbath by referring to commandments calling for the humane treatment of animals. So we see a continuing concern in Christianity, concern for animals. Christians are the ones claiming to have the religion of grace, and I doubt if they'd win over many followers if they were to publicly advertise themselves as the religion of the Inquisition and the Ku Klux Klan. If we can understand that, start with the premise that killing animals is wrong, then we should ask, what kind of religion would condone this? Wouldn't we question a religion that condones? It's just like nowadays we would question a religion that was still practicing human sacrifice, like the Aztecs or whatever. Shouldn't we question, is this ethical? You know, even if the Bible does condone it, well, the Bible condones slavery and the subjugation of women, too. There are so many practices that, you know, go on in the Bible that we kind of gloss over and don't take seriously. Like, that was Rabbi Zalman Schachter's reaction. He said, are we ashamed to admit that Abraham had two wives? Because in today's world, he'd be called a bigamist. He said, vegetarianism is a response to today's world. Meat eating, like polygamy, fit into an earlier